弟兄姐妹，早安！愿主的平安临到我们每一个人的心中。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. May the Lord's peace be with every one of us.
我相信我们身处在美国的时候呢，最近这一个星期所发生的事实在是惊人，也是让我们非常关注。
This past week, what has happened in the U.S.,we are very focused on it and shocks all of us.
特别是这个美国的国务卿发表的演讲，还有就是司法部长呢说，在全美国呢有25个城市来抓一些在中国的留学生，但是呢他们的身份没有详细的来公开的让美国知道，就是说这些人的身份很有疑问的。
So House of Representatives, their speeches this past week, and also they have arrested 25 international students because their identities are very questionable. They didn't really expose anything, just saying that the students were, their identity was, that it was questionable.
所以当一个人所做的与他的身份是违背的时候，甚至有隐藏的时候呢，会带来这个司法部的一种非常严格的审查。
So when the person's identity and what they do in U.S. Does not really match, then the government is going to do strict investigation.
我们看见就是真的是希望美国都是以公正的方法来查询这些的留学生，以致呢是公义公道呢是在美国可以彰显出来。
We really hope that they would investigate in a clear manner so that justice can be served and it can be shown to the public.
我今天跟大家分享的一个信息呢，也是在旧约里面这个约书亚记里面呢所记载的一段的经历。
So today my sermon I'm sharing from Book of Joshua. It's a historical event that has happened.
也是有一个人呢，他做了一些非法不讨神喜悦的事，然后呢，让整个以色列人打败仗。
And because of this one person's sin, it has caused defeat for the whole entire Israelite.
这个人大家在约书亚记第七章呢知不知道这个人是谁呢所以今天呢我就把那个 PowerPoint 来跟大家分享。
And it's from Book of Joshua chapter 7. You can see from the PowerPoint with who this person is.
好，这个人叫阿甘。
And his name is Achan.
他的犯罪导致自己还有全家甚至以色列人受到很大的危害甚至呢毁灭。
Because of his own personal sin, he has caused defeat for the whole entire Israelite community and also his own family.
我们在教会呢听讲信息的时候呢，都比较喜欢听一些鼓励啊、安慰的信息。所以今天的信息呢是比较严肃，也是比较要人深思反省自己的一个信息。
Usually when we're in church, we want to hear encouraging words. Words to bring you up. However, today's sermon is more of a warning. It's a little bit more serious.
当神带领以色列人，借着约书亚继续的来进入迦南美地的时候
，When God uses Joshua to bring the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
然后呢，他们在第六章呢，就是在面对这个耶利哥城，大家都很熟悉这个故事，他们打胜仗了。
In chapter 6, we are all very familiar with the victory battle in Jericho.
其实不是靠他们打，就是他们顺服神的带领，叫他们围绕的城七次，然后呢，就大喊，结果呢，城就倒塌，然后他们就打胜仗了。
It's not because of them physically fighting the city of Jericho. It was actually because they listened to God's command, walking around the city of Jericho for 7 times, and the gate of Jericho fell down.
然后呢，他们打完胜仗之后呢， 他们继续打这打这个爱城啊。
And after they have victory in Jericho, they continue the next step, which is battle in Ai.
那结果呢？他们大败，因为他们觉得之前那么重要的城耶利哥都打赢了，这个小城爱城呢，很容易的派两三千人就搞定了，结果呢，却大败，并且呢，伤亡很多。
They thought, oh, this huge city of Jericho, we were able to conquer, we were able to have victory. This little town, little city of Ai, we definitely would be able to have victory. So they brought less people. However, the end result is they lost the battle and they lost more men than Jericho.
所以你看见了很多时候属灵的征战呢，我们其实每一位信主的人已经进入在这个属灵的征战中，有时候是失败，有时候成功，原因在哪呢？
So a lot of time when we have spiritual battle, sometimes we have failure, sometimes we have victory. Where does it go?
他们在耶利哥打胜了，你看见这个图吗？然后后来面对爱城的时候却失败了。
You can see their victory battle in Jericho with arrows pointing, and same thing, the lost battle in Ai.
原来在打耶利哥的时候，神吩咐他们，你们进到城中的时候，在这个约书亚记第六章里面呢，就是说你们务要谨慎呢，不可取那当灭之物啊。六章十八节里面叫他们不可以取里面的任何的这些的物件。
In Joshua chapter 6, the Lord has specifically told the Israelites to not to take any of the devoted things or the cursed things.
然后唯有金子、银子呢、铁器呢、这些的器皿呢，都要归耶和华为圣，送进耶和华的库中。
And all the gold and silver, they must be brought to the Lord.
结果呢，大家如果了解这个历史的时候呢，竟然有人呢，就是不听从神的话。有一个人他收藏了这个当灭之物。
Yet there is still this one person who didn't listen to the Lord's instruction and took the cursed thing or stored up the cursed thing.
因为经文很长呢，我就尽量的把他这个故事把这个历史跟大家分享不一定全部读哈。
The passage is a little long, so I would not be reading it. I'll just briefly summarize it and mention the big things.
所以他们在七章约书亚就七章第一节呢，以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹大支派呢，谢拉的曾孙，撒底的孙子，加米的儿子亚干，取了当灭。的物，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作，他就做了一个总结。
So chapter 7 verse 1 it says, but the Israelites were unfaithful in regards to the devoted things. Achan son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, took some of them. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel. So this was a little summary of what had happened.
所以弟兄姐妹，在一个属灵的征战中，当一个人他没有按照神的心意做的时候，结果导致自己还有以色列其他的人都打败仗。
So during a spiritual battle, this person didn't listen to the Lord's instruction. He caused defeat for himself as well as the whole Israelite community.
所以他们攻打爱城的时候，刚才说了想只要两三千人上去就可以攻打了，结果呢，他们就被追赶。在第五节里面，在下播被敌人杀败他们，众人的心就消化如水。
And when they went to the battle of Ai, they only brought two, three thousand men to go to battle. However, they were chased and struck down completely by the people in the city of Ai. And at this, in verse 5, at this, the heart of the people melted in fear and became like water.
这里有给我们一个的提醒， 当我们之前的属灵的征战啊，我们的服侍，我们的家庭很蒙福，很顺利，很打胜仗的时候，要特别的小心。
So this is a warning for us that the previous victory that we had in our spiritual battle and the blessings that we have gotten, it is a warning for us at the current state.
如果我没有检视自己的生命的时候，就好像亚干他没有在神面前来面对自己的状况的时候，结果自己打败仗，别人也跟他一起失败。
We have to examine ourselves, see if there's anything that we have done, just like Achan.Who didn't examine himself that caused destruction for the Israelites as well as his own family.
所以约书亚呢，在第六节呢，就撕裂衣服，就在以色列长老面前呢，披上了啊，把灰披在头上，在耶和华的月柜面前俯伏，一直在神面前来啊，祷告忏悔。
So in verse 6, Joshua tore his clothes and fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord. He remained there until evening, and the elders of Israel did the same and sprinkled dust on their heads.
总的来说，他就在神面前诉苦啊，神啊，为什么你把我们交在这个亚摩利人的手中呢？为什么我们在敌人面前被追杀呢？然后呢，被围困呢，被除灭呢？
So Joshua is essentially crying out to the Lord why he has brought the people across the Jordan to deliver in the hand of Amorites.
甚至呢，我们看到就是，他继续说呢，到底发生什么事？为什么他们会失败呢？
And he's questioning how and why have they lost and been routed by their enemies.
对于约书亚来说呢，他不知道，他只是觉得我们都是按照你的吩咐去打的。
Because to Joshua, he doesn't understand. He's following God's instruction word by word. How come he's still losing the battle?
但是他不知道，原来他的队伍中啊有一个人犯了罪。
What he doesn't know is someone from the team has actually sinned against the Lord.
所以神就教他说啊，你们中间有人呢，犯了这个在当灭的物上犯了罪，就是取了上帝吩咐他们不应该取的东西。
So the Lord told them that there's one of you that has stored up the cursed thing, that should not be taken and stored up.
所以你会发觉的，当人犯罪的时候呢，都是把一些东西藏起来。
So we can see that when people sin, they tend to hide or store the things up.
大家注意呢，这个当灭之物和那个藏起来啊，就是他拿了之后藏起来的这个形容。
We can see what it means by taking the devoted thing and then putting them under.Hiding them, storing them up.
所以当约书亚在神面前来祷告忏悔的时候呢，在七章第十节呢，耶和华就吩咐约书亚说：“起来，你为何在这里俯伏在地呢？以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当灭的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把那当灭的放在他们的家具里。”
So after Joshua cried out to the Lord said to him, Stand up, what are you doing down on your face? Israel have sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen, they have lied.
所以导致以色列人打败仗的原因就是有人没有听从神的吩咐，把不该拿的东西放在，藏在他的家具里了。
So the reason of the lost battle is because the Israelites, they have taken the devoted things and they have put them with their own possessions.
因此呢，以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，然后呢，又逃跑被咒诅，然后呢，如果你不把这个当灭之物来从你们中间除掉的时候呢，我就不再与你们同在了。
And that's why Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They have to turn and run away. And the Lord says he will not be with them anymore unless they destroy the devoted things to destruction.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要反省一下自己，在我们生命当中有没有藏一些呢？是神不喜悦的东西，啊，一个不喜悦的关系，一个不喜悦的一件事，我们不应该继续的存放在我们的生命中。
Brothers and sisters, let us examine ourselves, see if there's anything that we are hiding, that we're storing up, whether it's a relationship, or some things that we are storing up.
藏啊，就是收取起来，藏在他们的这个帐篷里啊。然后呢，他说你们要自洁啊，要起来，到明天这个时候呢，因为耶和华以色列的神说，以色列啊，你们中间有当灭的物，你们若不除掉，你们的仇在仇敌面前呢，必站立不住的。
And the Lord says to them to consecrate yourselves in preparation for tomorrow. There are devoted things among you. You cannot stand against your enemy until you remove them.
那我们就很想知道，到底什么叫当灭之物？以色列人传了什么当灭之物呢？是谁藏呢？啊，大家都知道是阿甘了啊。
We know that it was Achan who have stored this thing, the cursed things up. So what is this cursed thing that he hid?
好，那后来呢？经过神吩咐，这个约书亚一步步的来，再从一个族里面，然后一个家庭里面，到亚甘这个本人这个个人身上，逐一的去查的时候。就亚干在神面前，在约书亚面前就认罪了。
So Joshua chased down from the clan to the specific family, to specifically Achan himself, and was able to find where the cover, where the store things up are.
他取了什么东西呢？他说：“我实在得罪了耶和华以色列的神，我所做的是如此如此。”第二十一节，我在所夺的啊，就是他攻取这个耶利哥的时候所夺的物财物中呢，看见一件美好的示拿衣服，200舍克勒银子，一条金子重50舍克勒，我就贪爱这些物件，便拿去了。现今藏在我帐篷内的地里，银子在衣服底下。约书亚就打发人呢，跑到阿甘的帐篷里，那件衣服果然藏在他帐篷内，银子在他底下。
So Achan in chapter 7, verse 20 replied, "It is true, I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I have done." Verse 21, "When I saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver, and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent, with the silver underneath." So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and there it was, hidden in his tent, with the silver underneath.
Yeah. 所以呢，我们从阿甘啊亚甘犯罪的这个警示当中，第一来思想的就是有没有些东西我们在隐藏呢？啊，隐藏了一些神不喜悦的东西。
So through the experience of Achan, we have to see ourselves if there's anything that we are hiding.
为什么会隐藏起来呢？啊，原来犯罪的四部曲啊，看见、看到、贪爱、拿去，啊，有行动了，然后呢，还要藏起来。
Why we hide things? Due to the four steps of sinning. We first see something or saw, and then we are covetous, and then we take it.And then we store it up, or we hide it.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看见在人犯罪的过程当中呢，都是一步步的，就好像亚当夏娃一样，也是看见那个果子，然后贪爱，然后就拿来吃，然后呢，甚至躲藏自己。
We see the brothers and sisters that during sin, there is a step-by-step process. Just like Adam and Eve, when they saw the apple, it was beautiful.And they were covetous, they took the apple, and then they hit it or they ate it.
所以第一我们要分思想的就是哪些东西是不讨神喜悦的，我们藏在我们的生命中，藏在他说藏在家具里面，就是把它平常化了，觉得哦，这个是家庭的器具的一部分了。
So he took it and he hid it in itself and became part of his possession as if it's just part of his things.
哦，原来他的描述里面我们知道示拿的衣服，示拿呢就是巴比伦的意思，就是巴比伦的一件衣服在爱城，哇啊，在耶利哥城，他觉得非常宝贵的。
He saw a beautiful robe from Babylonia that was in Jericho. He thought it was extremely wonderful, so he took it.
然后呢，200舍克勒银子，哦，原来是2.28公斤，是按照当时的年这种年代来说的17年的工资的价格价位。
And it was there were two. He also took 200 shekels of silver, which is about 2.28 kilogram, about 17 years of wage at that time.
然后还有金子啊，0.57公斤啊。
And 50 shekels of gold, about 0.57 kilogram.
他一生都花不完了。
He would not be able to use all this money in his lifetime.
但是，金啊，银啊。在神眼中不是一个罪恶的东西，但是神已经吩咐你要把这些的金银呢归耶和华为圣，要归在神的库中嘛。
Gold and silver are not necessarily the evil thing. It's because the Lord has instructed them to bring those and give it to the Lord.
所以总的来说，这里的就是我们要检视，不断的求神来检视我们的心怀意念。我们的欲望当中，我们的各方面的侍奉中，有没有收藏一些神不喜悦的，神吩咐说不应该不要的。
So we have to look at ourselves and examine ourselves, see if there's any desires within ourselves or when we are serving, if there's any hidden things that we are storing up for ourselves, our own desire.
我曾经亲身的知道的一个教会呢，他的一个就是很有名望的一个弟兄，他做教会的师库。
I know personally at a church a brother who was doing
like a finance department.
A treasurer.
A treasurer, yeah. 然后呢，多年来呢，哇，教会都照常了运作了，但是后来发现原来这位的弟兄一直在这种奉献的别人的奉献上，奉献给神的钱财上，又放在自己的账户里面去了。
And the treasurer, for many years he was doing what he was supposed to do, getting the tithe. However, it was later found out that he has taken a portion of people's tithe into his own bank account.
然后呢？教会的领袖就跟他对质劝勉，结果呢他也承认并且呢因为这件事呢他自己也信心非常的软弱，也不来教会了。
And the leaders pointed him out, he was very shameful of it, and his own faith has deteriorated, and he stopped coming to church.
是经过了20多年才发现。
It actually wasn't found out until 20 years later.
你想一想，当这位弟兄不断地做违背神心意的事的时候，他要把这些东西藏在自己的账户里的时候，他是多么的大的重担和压力啊。
The brother has hidden these things for 20 years, you know, taking the tithe, putting it to his own bank account. How much pressure and stress he must have had.
但如果他能够趁早的不把他隐藏起来，他趁早的在神面前悔改，趁早的跟教会来交代的时候，我相信他也不会沦落到这样的一种名声里面去。
However, if he were to be able to turn back around and examine himself in front of God and also repent in front of God as well as brothers and sisters, he wouldn't have end up in that position.
连中国的孔子也说，非礼勿视，非礼勿听，非礼勿言，非礼勿动。
Famous philosopher 孔子 said, if you are not fearing God, don't rush to look, don't listen, don't talk, don't touch.
礼呢，其实他这里不只是讲到一个礼法而已。孔子里面讲到就是，我们如果没有对这位神、对天有一种的敬畏，那我们就不要 rush 很冲动的去看这个、又听这个、又讲这个，甚至能拿那些东西了。
So essentially, if you don't have fear of God, you should not rush into looking at things, or listening, or talking about things and touching things.
那为什么亚干会走到这个地步呢？就是他心中失去了敬畏神的心，他把那些看为宝贵、眼目看为喜悦的那种的贵重的，连神的名、神自己也忘记了。
And this is where Achan has fallen short. Once he saw all those beautiful things, he has lost fear for God.
所以求神来帮助我们。亚干的犯罪提醒我们，在有些什么东西隐藏的，我们要去对付，我们要求神来监察，不要自欺欺人了。
May God help us that through Achan's story that we would look into ourselves, see if there's any things hidden up, stored up.
亚干的第二个值得我们去提醒的，就是当他们打败仗了，然后神吩咐以色列人要自洁的时候，亚干没有站出来承认。
So when the Lord says to the Israelites they have to consecrate themselves, Achan did not step up.
他在隐瞒。
He is hiding. He's trying to cover up.
所以罪会带来一种不单藏在心中，不断的隐瞒。
So when there's sin, we continuously trying to use other methods to cover it up.
但是神却不断地给机会给他们，从一个叫了各支派来到耶和华面前。
And so in the morning, it was asked to present different tribes one at a time.
你想一想，他都知道上帝要把这个人揪出来的。但是呢，亚干就一直躲在后面，还不愿意承认。
Achan is very aware that God is going to bring him out, but yet he still tries to hide and try to cover up.
耶和华呢，他就叫他们来的时候，他说，耶和华所取的宗族，按着家世进前来，耶和华所取的家世要按着人丁一个一个的前来十四节。
In chapter 7, verse 14, the tribe the Lord chooses shall come forward clan by clan. The clan the Lord chooses shall come forward family by family. And the family the Lord chooses shall come forward man by man.
你可以想象一下就是好像上帝呢在这个太空一样有一个很强烈的这个 satellite 卫星能够照到亚干的那个帐幕里面的东西一样。
It's as if the Lord has a satellite pointing down directly to Achan's tent.
他没有马上就说，就是亚干你约书亚，你去那边吧。
God didn't tell Joshua, "Oh, it's in Achan's tent. Just go directly there."
他是透过秋千的方法呢，一个缩小这个范围。从大整个以色列民族，然后从一个支派，然后家族，然后到这个亚干的家庭。
God uses the shrinking method, going from tribe to each clan to each family, to the individual person.
所以你想呢？上帝给了很多的机会，在这个过程中呢，就是要让这个犯罪的人呢，不要再隐瞒了，你站出来吧。
So actually, throughout the process, God has given Achan many opportunities to step up and admit his sins and to get rid of the things that are stored up.
所以弟兄姐妹，有时候我们犯罪的时候呢，有些时候有一些的隐藏的罪的时候呢，神其实透过讲员啊、牧师啊，透过弟兄姐妹，透过你读经啊，有很多次的机会来告诉你，哎，这个不对，这个你不能再这样的隐藏甚至隐瞒下去啊。
Actually, brothers and sisters, when we have things that are stored up, God uses pastors, brothers and sisters, your own scripture reading to give you an opportunity to repent.
所以最后在十九节，约书亚就对亚干说了，已经最后这个签呢，已经到了，抓到了，就是亚干了，加米的儿子亚干。约书亚就对亚干说，我儿，我劝你将荣耀归给耶和华以色列的神，在他面前认罪，将你所做的事告诉我，不要向我隐瞒呐。
So after going through the clan, the tribe clan family, they have come down to Achan. In verse 19, then Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, and honor him. Tell me what you have done. Do not hide it from me."
Yeah, 不要再隐瞒了。
Do not hide it from me.
因为如果我们继续隐瞒的时候呢，以色列人呢会继续的带着这个神的给他们这个惩罚这个罪呢，继续打败仗。
Because if they continue to hide it, they will carry the sin and they'll continue to have defeat in their battles.
所以亚干的罪，他不单是因为违背神的命令，贪心，然后藏在把一些不应该的东西呢藏在心中。
Not only was Achan covetous and hiding things into his own heart.
然后就隐瞒，不去面对，不去悔改。
He wasn't willing to face it. He wasn't willing to repent.
然后呢，也连累啊，就是连累这个字呢，等一下我们看到呢，就是 make trouble 的意思，就是 stir up trouble.
So then he actually stirred up trouble for his whole entire clan, his people.
所以当他们找到了是。亚干也认罪的时候呢，最后在七章二十二节这样说，约书亚就打发人就跑到亚干的帐篷里呢，在那里呢，那件衣服果然藏在他的帐篷内，银子在底下，他们就从帐篷里呢取出来，拿到约书亚和以色列众人那里，放在耶和华面前，然后约书亚和以色列众人把谢拉的曾孙亚干和那银子啊，把他的银子，把那件衣服，把那条金子，并亚干的这个儿女、牛、驴、羊、帐篷，以及他所有的，都带到亚各谷里去。约书亚说：“你为什么连累我们呢？今日耶和华必叫你也受连累。”于是以色列众人用石头打死他，将石头扔在其上，又用火焚烧他所有的。
In verse 22 to 25, it says, Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and there it was, hidden in his tent, in Achan's tent, with the silver underneath. They took the things from the tent, brought them to Joshua and all the Israelites, and spread them out before the Lord. Then Joshua, together with all Israel, took Achan, son of Zerah,the silver, the robe, the gold bar, his sons and daughters, his cattle, donkeys, and sheep, his tent, and all that he had, to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, "Why have you brought this trouble on us? The Lord will bring trouble on you today." And then all Israel stoned him, and after they had stoned the rest, they burned them.
注意这个字，弟兄姐妹，连累。
Let's focus on the word.
原来罪会带来连累，不只是我们自己受苦，是连累我们的家人，连累我们的服事，连累我们的教会，连累甚至整个的社会。
Let us focus on the word stirred up. When you sin, the word stirred up, you will affect your family, your service, your church, your community.
所以隐藏、隐瞒，甚至连累
So when we hate things, we will cause trouble on those around us.
然后第二十六节呢，众人就在亚干身上呢堆了一块大石头，从直存到今日，于是耶和华转意不发他的烈怒了，因此那地方呢叫亚各谷，意思就是连累的意思，直到今日。
Over verse 26, over Achan, they heaped up a large pile of rocks, which remain to this day. Then the Lord turned from his fierce anger. Therefore, that place has been called the Valley of Achor ever since.
哦，原来真的是上帝在背后呢隐藏的意思的，给大家来了解亚干的原文就是惹麻烦、连累的意思，惹麻烦者。
Actually, God has hidden meaning in the name of Achan. This name Achan actually means a troublemaker, a troubler.
然后呢，他做了这件事啊，隐藏、隐瞒，然后呢，这个地方呢受到连累了啊，然后也借着这个地方呢，把他处死呢，也是让人可以更知道呢啊，原来连累者啊，这个麻烦者。带来众人的麻烦。
And the Valley of Achor, where he was stoned, actually, in reference to Achan, meaning it was stirred. He stirred up trouble in a remembrance of what has happened, what he has done.
所以求神帮助我们，真的是知道亚干犯罪的这个警示了，提醒我们啊，我们要真的是去注意、去反省，甚于。诗人这样说，神啊，监察我，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
Just like the psalmist has said, the warning of Achan has given us the warning to examine ourselves to help the Lord help us and guide us into this righteous path.
然后呢，如果我们真的是有一些的隐而未现的罪呢，求神赦免之外呢，也求神帮助我们来去面对，不要隐瞒，因为我们继续隐瞒下去，会带来自己还有家人，这种的，甚至的整个教会的连累。
And if we do have hidden things, not only do we ask God to examine ourselves, but we also ask God for help, so that we would not stir up trouble for ourselves, for our family, even for our church.
所以从亚干的这个犯罪，这个连累啊，自己得罪神，对不对？然后呢，连累自己和家人和财产，结果也遭到灭亡。连累自己的家族，国家的失败，整个以色列国打败仗。
So Achan's personal sin, he has offended God, which has caused him to bring trouble to the family and his own properties. And then he also stirred up trouble to the tribe, to the whole clan, and put them into ruin.
So we see that God's judgment for sin, the result of sin, the judgment of righteousness is very strict.
We can see that God is really righteous when it comes to judgment.
没错，我们因着耶稣基督，我们没有那个永恒的审判，就是不会说因为我们犯罪而下地狱了，因为耶稣基督已经承担了神的愤怒和审判。
We know that Jesus has taken up the fierce anger of the Lord, so we won't have eternal judgment.
但是当我们在地上，信了主之后犯罪呢，隐藏呢，也会。遭受神的管教、惩罚。
However, when we are living in this earth, when we sin against God, we will have judgment for the things that we do.
而连累自己和家人和所以我们看见有些被神使用的、重用的仆人因为在男女关系方面跌倒，结果他的夫妻关系、他的侍奉受到很大的影响。
We will bring, if we don't watch ourselves, we will bring trouble to ourselves and to our family. Even those who serve in church, when they have impure relationship with a brother or sister, it will cause trouble for their marriage life.
有些人是在钱财方面，有些人是因为在自己的怒气方面没有好好的来面对 结果呢，导致很多的关系的破裂。
Or even some with monetary issues or some with anger issues that can cause split relationships.
求神帮助我们，最重要的就是我们看见呢，他们失去了神的同在。
May God really help us because of what Achan has done, the Israelites has lost God's presence.
你想一想，如果我们把罪，把一些神不喜悦的东西藏在隐瞒，会失去神的同在，失去神的使用，哇，这个事情是非常重要的一件事。
We can see that if we hide things in ourselves, we will lose God's presence, and that's a really serious matter.
当然，在因着新约的这个应许呢，我们信主耶稣基督的人呢，有圣灵的同在是永不改变的。
But because of New Testament promise, we have the Holy Spirit's guidance that will never go away.
但是当我们犯罪的时候呢，我们就在消灭圣灵的感动，然后呢，我们感受不到神的同在了，没有力量在敌人面前，在服侍，在生活面各方面的挑战面前呢，站立不住了，站不稳了。
However, if we continue to sin, we're actually suppressing the Holy Spirit, and when we face spiritual battles, we will not be able to stand.
但是感谢主，神是有怜悯的，他不单是会审判，要我们来面对他的管教。
However, our God is merciful. He wants to teach us.
所以我们看见，当他们这样的来按着神的意思来审判之后呢，他们再打这个爱城的时候呢，就八章第一节呢，我们看见神的应许。
And we see that after they have listened to God's instruction and deal with Achan, they went from failure to victory in regards to the city of Ai.
所以八章第一节，约书亚记这样说：耶和华对约书亚说，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，你起来，率领一切的兵丁上爱城去。我已把爱城的王和他的民和他的城并他的地都交在你手里了。
In Joshua chapter 8 verse 1, it says, Then the Lord said to Joshua, Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Take the whole army with you and go up and attack Ai. For I have delivered into your hands the king of Ai, his people, the city, and his land.
所以看见神是有恩典有怜悯的，他愿意的继续的与他们同在，因为他们除掉了这个罪，除掉了这种神所厌恶的东西。
We see that God is gracious and he's merciful. They have killed the sin and the issue that was against God.
所以他们继续的得胜啊，继续的来经历神的同在和神得胜的这个应许，把敌人交在他的手中。
So then they continue to have mercy, continue to have victory, and the Lord has put the enemies into their hands.
所以今天亚干犯罪的这个警示提醒我们，隐藏、隐瞒、连累的罪，我们要去除掉。
So through Achan, we understand the stored up sin, the covered up sin, the stirred up sin, the things, we have to get rid of all of those.
我们愿意的从我们的生命当中不断的来清除这些的罪的时候呢，我们就不断的得胜又得胜。
And when we notice these things, we will continue to have victory over victory.
我们大家低着头闭起眼睛思想一下，我们生命当中有没有一些不讨神喜悦的，无论是心思意念、过去的一些的作为关系求神来鉴察。
Let us bow our heads and really repent and think about the things, whether it's our thought process, our relationship with people, or actual things that we have done that is against the Lord's will.
让我们真的是求神给我们有勇气来面对，来悔改，也能够把这些从我们的生命当中能够清除出去。
We ask God for courage to examine ourselves and also repent on the things that is not what the Lord pleases.
天父，谢谢你，你爱我们，你监察我们的心，引导我们。
Heavenly Father, thank you, helping us to examine ourselves and also guide us.
愿主，你的圣灵充满，使我们被你光照的时候，能够看到盼望，看到神的慈爱，也是看到神的公义。
May your Holy Spirit shine upon us so that we can see your righteousness, we can see hope.
主啊，愿我们的生命被你洁净，也除去那些单灭之物，单灭的不讨你喜悦的东西。
Lord, may you also cleanse us, help us to get rid of the things that are not what pleases you.
我们不愿意连累我们的家人，连累身边的人和任何的关系或者工作侍奉。
We don't want to bring trouble to our families, to our friends, to our work fields, and also to the service in church.
帮助我们靠主得胜魔鬼，得胜自己的私欲，得胜自己的软弱。
Lord, help us to have victory over our own desires, victory over Satan.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.